The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Yes, hello one and all. The Punt is back with Robbie Savage on the line in antagonising form. Darren McGovern on the line, also in antagonising form. And Ron, giving as good as he gets. We've got about 10 minutes of to-ing and fro-ing, so I'm expecting this to be a difficult one to edit. Are you all well?
Very well, yes.
Very well, thank
nice
you.
To have you. Nice to have you back, Lee, from Kelner last week. He was so nervous, he was embarrassing.
He had to cope with you giving your phone to Michael Vaughan on the train, which thank you very much to Michael Vaughan for his cameo last week. And thanks to Dave Kellner for holding the fort. Yeah, back with jet lag. But let's not cry about my problems. As Ron says, Cowboys don't cry. West Ham versus Tottenham, 12:45, 16-5 the Hammers, 23-10 the draw, and 10-11 the price for Tottenham to win this one. Tottenham in sixth on 66 points. West Ham in 14th on 37. I suppose probably a lot of attention from the media will be on the two managers ahead of this one, with obviously Tim Sherwood's future shrouded in doubt. No doubt that he's going, but just where he'll go, we don't know. And you wonder if Big Sam will want to stay there, Ron, won't you? The way he's been treated by his own fans this season. Strange one for him, for Big Sam.
Yeah, I was talking to an avid West Ham fan this week who said they talk about he's not playing the West Ham way. He said we ain't played that way since Bobby Moore finished.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fallacy, that, isn't it?
Yeah. No, the team, funnily enough, the team that went down in, what was it, about 2007 or something like that, had so many top players in, didn't it?
Yeah.
You know, and yet they went down. But he's kept them up, he's got them promoted. He's done the job he gets that they bring him in for, and I know Derek will be squirming as we're saying that. And his job is to make sure A, they got up, and B, they stayed up, and he's done that.
Yeah, can't really argue, can you? To be fair, what about this game? Do you think they can get a win against Tottenham? They've fared fairly well against them in the past. I mean, they were beaten by a Gareth Bale wonder goal last season, 3-2. They beat Tottenham at home the year before that, 1-0. It just depends which Tottenham turns up. They've only got one away win in
the I think Tottenham are not on the beaches, but in a relaxed mood. And I think they'll play. I fancy Tottenham to win it. I would see Tottenham winning it, probably either 2-0 or 2-1.
2-0 for Tottenham is 9-1. 2-1 for Tottenham is 15-2. Robbie, do you think Tottenham will have enough desire to go to West Ham and get this?
I think they'll win it, because I think that the key is that if Spurs finish in a Europa League place, yeah, are they going to? Yeah.
Yeah.
The winners of the competition next year get straight into the Champions League. So that's the carrot, isn't it? So Spurs aren't going to get in the Champions League, well, the fourth place next year would be even harder. So if you qualify for Europa League and you can win it, you look at the final this year, Benfica, Seville. So, you know, Spurs, arguably, if they buy a few more players, you know, could do well in the competition next year. So I think they've got some more to play for than West Ham, because the winners of the Europa League next year goes get a place in the Champions League.
Robert, who do you think will be manager of for Tottenham next season?
De Boer?
Well, yeah, I mean, he
seems to be keen for it, doesn't he? Or his agent seems to be keen to get his name mentioned for it, doesn't he?
But to be fair, it's a bit harsh on Tim Sherwood, because they could have the record number of points in the Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, so, but I think he'll get a job, knowledge, or something. But
yeah, there's betting on that on the next permanent manager, and it's 8-11 for Frank de Boer. Maurizio Pochettino 7-2. David Moyes 6-1 might attract a few people. I don't know. Roberto Mancini 14s. Louis van Gaal 16s. And then you get to Rafa Benitez at 16-1 as well. Massimiliano Allegri is 16-1. Jurgen Klinsmann 20s, and then 25-1 and bigger the rest. In fact, on the specials page,
Spurs will win the game, Lee.
You think Spurs will win? Yeah. Derek,
I agree. I feel sorry for Sherwood, because he could get the record totally, but he spent most of his time at Tottenham being undermined, and even longer being under Everton, and that's probably why he'll go. I'm not sure whether he will qualify, you know, for Europe. I'm sure I remember reading. Don't they have to finish fifth to get into Europa League?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And where are they now?
Because Hull will get in if
Arsenal put in the Champions
League. Everton
will
still
get in, won't
they? I think it goes down to sixth, because City are already in, so it drops down a place, doesn't it? City are in because City go into the Champions League, of course, don't they? Because of their winning the cup.
Yeah.
I don't think the FA Cup losers get it. All the Carling Cup losers get it, do they?
The Capital Cup doesn't get it, but the other one does. Yeah,
FA Cup losers, yeah. I'm not sure. I should have checked on that before I come on air. I'll have to...
Hold on, Italy be in Europe next year?
Well, I'm getting back to this game. I mean, West Ham, I'm surprised what Robbie says it matters more to Tottenham, because West Ham could conceivably still go down, you know?
No, they're safe, man. They'll put 35 points with goal difference will be safe.
Well, they could go down, couldn't they?
Sam Allardyce would be looking at that.
He'd be looking at that with his hippo head, thinking, one more point and we definitely are.
They won't go down. They got enough.
They can't go down, Dirk, I don't think.
If Norwich win both games, they're safe.
If Norwich win both games, they're on 38 points, aren't they?
Yeah, and West Ham have only got 37. Yeah.
Well, Norwich aren't going to win both games.
But it's still possible that he could go down. He'll be looking for one more point.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is he won't be telling the players, take it easy, lads, we're safe. That won't happen. They'll need a point at least, and I think they'll get a point. I think Tottenham are to be opposed at 10 to 11 odds on away. I think West Ham have beaten Tottenham twice this season, haven't they?
Beat them in the League Cup, didn't they?
Yeah, I'm going to go for the draw.
Fair enough, yeah. The draw price is 23-10. The headline offers for this game, by the way, Tottenham to come from behind and win or draw is 4-1. The reason they've put that out is because West Ham would have an extra 20 points if they'd not let any of their leads slip this season. As for goal scorers, Andy Carroll to score and West Ham to win is 6-1. Adebayor to score and Tottenham to win is 3-1.
Interestingly, Lee, neither of these sides have lost the lunchtime kickoff.
Really?
Yeah,
that's an interesting little stat, isn't it? Yeah, like that one. I mentioned those odds for the next Tottenham manager. There's a load of manager specials on the football page. So Wenger, Pardew, Rodgers, Solskjaer, all the Premier League managers have got a market on them, whether they'll be in charge on the first day of the following season. And there's a couple of like next permanent manager markets, including Man United and Tottenham. So have a look down that. It's some interesting ones. It's just near where the weekend specials are, where you can bet on which game will have the most goals. Next up, the next TV game is 5:30, and it could decide the Premier League title. Everton versus Manchester City, 4-1. Everton at Goodison, 12-5 the draw, and Manchester City are priced up at 3-4 after Liverpool's slip up. It just pretty much handed Man City the title if they can win the remaining three games, Robbie.
I tell you what, Dale, you never guess what. I tipped Man City before the start of the season. You know, like Ron tipped Real Madrid with the European card. I don't know where I got City from.
Amazing, you guys.
You know your football. Cheers, mate. I tipped City to win it.
to be fair, you've tipped about three different teams.
Well, yeah, but listen, I like Ron tipped Real Madrid, unbelievably. I tipped City.
Will they win it then, Robbie?
Yeah,
they
win the game. They win at Goodison and they win the league.
Easy as that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. If you give me a grand now, I'd sooner have Liverpool's chances than Man City.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what then, Ron. I'll bet you a grand. I'll bet you a grand, Ron.
Give me a grand.
I'll bet you a grand.
Don't bet me, give me, I said.
That's what I said. Put your money where your mouth is, old man.
I said, give it me. Because I don't think they'll beat Everton.
Well, I'll have a grand with you that they win the league.
You'll win a grand anyway if they win the league.
Well, I'll have a bet with you.
No, I don't do bets with... I once fell out with Paolo Futre over that. I said he wouldn't win European Football of the Year, and he said he would, and he was right.
And remember to bet responsibly, everyone out there. Everton have got some injury problems here, Ron, and no Gareth Barry. They look woeful, to be fair, giving away those two own goals last week.
But hang on a bit. When you say they look woeful, if Real Madrid concede two early own goals in the European Cup final, they'll only draw. That's a bit of a statement, they look woeful after conceding two early on goals.
And the home form has been, I mean, the two losses this season were to Crystal Palace and Sunderland. Sunderland, they were down to, you know, they lost the keeper after 20 minutes. They have beaten some good teams at home.
And City, Goodison's not a happy hunting ground for City, is it?
No, they've lost the last four there.
To be fair though, Everton have got injuries, they've got no Gareth Barry, can't play against
them. Yeah, well, that's a bad one. Morales is out.
They've got Stones and Alcaraz centre half, unless Distan and Jagielka be fit.
Is Jagielka and Distan not playing?
Well, they're talking about Jagielka maybe being fit for this one.
What about Distan?
Distan's a doubt. They're both rated as doubts.
In all fairness, that does alter the scenario. Yeah, I'm looking at I'm looking at relatively full strength.
Quoting Martinez, he says he's optimistic that Jagielka will return.
Yeah. So now you think City will win at Everton?
No. I think it'll be a draw. I think it'll be a 2-2 draw.
Yeah, I'll get the price for that 2-2 draw. That would obviously
be a... I'm going 2 or 3-1 City.
Right, let me get some prices on those while Derek gives his opinion on this one. Do you think Everton would be helping their Merseyside rivals at every twist and turn here, Derek? Or don't you believe in that sort of stuff?
If there was nothing at stake, maybe they wouldn't. But, I mean, they've still got a chance of getting into the Champions League, haven't they? You know, they can't possibly... I know there are some bitter blue noses. In fact, most of them are saying, well, you know, we'd rather not be in the Champions League, if it means Liverpool not winning the league. But the manager and the players certainly won't think that. So, yeah, they'll be up for it. They couldn't, you know, can't possibly not be. But I don't think, with all those injury problems, I'm not sure they're good enough. I remember, but my abiding memory of this season was City outclassing Liverpool in the second half a couple of weeks ago. I know that Ron says Liverpool outclassed them in the first half, but they were wonderful the second half that day. And I think they'll go to Everton and do a job. I can't see City slipping up a second time. I think City are good things here.
I mean,
you're the expert. We play hunches. What's City's away record like this season?
Well, it's not great, Ron. I mean, they've won 9 and lost 5 out of 18. It's not brilliant, is it?
Yeah.
But, you know, Chelsea have only won 9 as well. It's the same as Chelsea's. But
when they've been asked, when City have been under pressure this season, Derek, they haven't delivered, really, have they?
No. It's true. But they were 2-0 down at Anfield. You know, their title rivals. I know they lost the game in the end. But I just thought they were wonderful that second half. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful.
Derek, that's your self-preservation thing again.
Yeah, no, possibly, Ron. Possibly.
Yaya Toure obviously came back in the week, so we're, more than likely we'll play Aguero back in the team as well. Of course, those prices. 2-2 draw is 14-1. Did you say 2-1 or 2-0, Robbie? Did you say?
I think 2 or 3-1.
Oh, 2 or 3-1. 2-1 is 15-2, and 3-1 to City is 12-1.
I'll go 2-1, 15-2.
Yeah. What about you then, Derek?
Just City to win, just a shade below even.
3-4. Yeah. Some special offers here. Lukaku to score, Everton to win 8-1. Toure to score and City to win 7-2. And if Yaya Toure to score first and Man City to win is 8-1. He needs one more goal to become only the second central midfielder to score 20 or more goals in a single Premier League season. Lampard scored 22 in 2009-2010. So could break that record still with the games they've got left. Yaya Toure to score first and Man City to win. Priced up at 8-1. Next up, let's have a look at Sunday's games on the TV. The first of them is Arsenal versus West Brom. The Gunners are 2-7, 9-2 the draw, and the Baggies are priced up at 9-1. West Brom still a big price to go down. The remaining fixtures, you've got 3 of them. This one, Sunderland in midweek away, and then Stoke at home, last game of the season. 36 points on a minus 12 goal difference. The goal difference is good, and they've probably just about got enough. Arsenal, Derek, seem to play a lot better when there's no pressure on them, don't they?
Well,
there's not that much pressure on them right now, is there really? Because Everton are a bit away now. There's a bit of a gap between the two of them.
Well, I mean, the Arsenal could go into this game knowing they've already qualified for the Champions League if Everton lose at City. So, I mean, that's going to be a big factor. And if they have already qualified for the Champions League, you could look at it and say, well, the pressure's off, they'll play brilliant. But you could look at it and say, well, they've had a hard season, they'll give it up now. I wouldn't be backing them at 2-7 given those question marks. Certainly wouldn't. West Brom, a couple of draws will do them, keep them safe in the next 3 games. I think I'm going to go for West Brom with a starter. Oppose Arsenal. West Brom with a starter is something like 11-4. I'll have that one.
Yeah. Arsenal have scored in all 15 previous games against your former club, Ron, in the Premier League, winning 10, drawing 3, and losing 2. They'll score again here, won't they?
I'd ask Derek to put his ante to. Dispense with his anti-Arsenal hat for a minute. And where does he think Arsenal would have finished if Ramsey hadn't got injured?
Probably where they're going to finish now, 4th. Yeah.
Well, that confirms what Robbie thinks about you.
Did a bang average side, Arsenal?
Do you think they would have finished higher, Ron, with Ramsey stayed fit then? You think they would have challenged for the title?
Well,
or?
Have a look where they were when Ramsey was
flying.
Yeah,
they were flying, weren't they? Very rare,
They were top of the league when Ramsey was well in the running for the player of the year.
Mm. And they're only 5 points off Chelsea at the moment.
Well, I'm just wondering, can they catch them? You know, I just wondered about that. I'm going to go. It's going to be my bet of the week. and it's going to be the same bet I had last week.
3-0 and naming the scorers.
Yeah.
To be fair, you got 3-0 and one of the scorers last week.
And but I want 1,000 to 1 again.
I'm not in a position to grant you these wishes, but I'll find out the price.
It's got to be 1,000 to 1.
I'll find out
the
price. I will definitely find out the price. I'll try and find out the price while we're doing this. So you going? What are you going? Podolski, Giroud, and Ramsey.
Who's
again?
And Ramsey? Yeah.
You're not going to put Sonogo in it? Oh, God.
No-go. That's a no-go.
Oh, hey, by the way, the bet's off if he's playing.
Robbie...
Arsenal 3-0. Said it last week, 3-0. I'm going 3-0 again.
Yeah, you can see why. 2-7, it's a little bit short for people.
I'm with Dell. I think Ian Ramsey would have stayed for, I think, 4th for Arsenal.
Yeah.
I do. But Ron was right, what I think of Derek.
Ramsey to score and Arsenal to win is 5-2, if you like that. That's not a bad little bet, just to score any time, that is. And each should be to score and West Brom to win is 20-1. And for Arsenal to score exactly 3 goals, only 3-1. I mean, you're 3-0, 7-1.
Yeah. You know, I was looking at that, right?
Strange,
said that,
it's horrible about that, isn't it? Exactly 3 goals,
well,
3-1.
Well, because they've scored exactly 3 in each of their three Premier League games. But I thought, that's a total awful price.
Horrible price, isn't it? So that's Arsenal wins all round, basically, for that one. Next up, on Sunday, the 4 o'clock game is Chelsea versus Norwich. 2-9 Chelsea, 9-2 the draw, and Norwich 14-1. Norwich, as we've already kind of alluded to, have to win both their games to have any chance of staying up, and this is the first, and the second one's against Arsenal. So it looks unlikely, but I suppose strange things probably haven't happened. Chelsea, Ron, what was your opinion of them coming out of the semi-final, and how will that affect them going into this weekend's game?
Well, to be fair, if they'd have been playing one of the top sides, you might have thought, well, they've got a problem. I know their record against the lower sides has probably cost them a better chance of winning the league. But Norwich are cannon fodder at the moment. I tell you what I do think about Chelsea. Looking now, I've seen them play the last 4 games now. I think there's a lot more work to be done there than they think there is. You know, it's all we get a new striker in Costa next year and we go again. I think they need quite a lot of replacement. And once again, he's made a mistake getting rid of Mata. I think Mata was the most creative player they had. And I don't see any fantasy in the or flair in the side. You know, and I think there's a lot of work to be done with them next year. You know, a lot said when the first year he won the league, you know, they were a solid side and all that, but they had flying wingers, didn't they, Robben and Duff.
Yeah.
And the big man up front. So they're a long way short of that. But on this one, it's almost a gimme. It really is. I mean, Norwich, we've said for some time now, Norwich are going to go down, and the first 3 weeks before the end of the season, they go in the bottom 3 for maybe the first time. So you can't see any other result than a comfortable Chelsea win.
Mm. They had a few problems with them in the reverse fixture. I think this was one of the games where you took a bit of a shine to Norwich, Derek, when they huffed and puffed against Chelsea, and Chelsea laboured a bit against them. If there's a little hangover, I suppose, in the first half, maybe Norwich could keep it tight till half time and then frustrate Chelsea. I don't know.
Yeah, well, Man City have beaten Everton the day before. It's interesting. You wonder what Chelsea's mindset will be. But it's just the runs, right? Norwich are cannon fodder. I mean, they're just, for the side that's supposedly fighting relegation, apart from like a brief 20 minutes against Liverpool, they've been diabolical. I'm really surprised the way they plummeted, but it's got to be a Chelsea win in this one. And Chelsea minus 2 goals, that would have copped it last season. They won 4-1, 29-20, 6-4, in other words. Yeah, I'll have that.
Robbie, you were at the semi-final, of course, the other night. What was the atmosphere like at the end? Was it pretty sombre? I mean, I know John Terry shed a tear and all the rest of it, but do you think it'll dampen down their spirits a bit?
Yeah, but I'm with Ron. I think it was a top team. I think they struggle because it's Norwich. Yeah. I think they're going down. I think they'll win the game 2-0. And Dell, Chelsea minus 2, I think it's a good bet.
Yeah, okay, I'll have a look at that one, actually. The Norwich goals conceded in the last couple, by the way, conceded 3 at Liverpool and 4 at United. No reason to think, really, I suppose.
Why was Terry crying then, as he did run out of Atletico and Real Madrid shirts for him to wear in the final?
Yeah, probably something like that. So you got a minus, did you say minus two, Robbie?
Minus two, yeah. Almost 6-4 for minus two goals. You've got to win by a three-goal margin.
Yeah, which you can probably see. Mourinho's won all 8 games played on a Sunday this season. Yeah, he only won one of his last 10 Sunday games in his first spell at the club. That hasn't really got any bearing on anything at all, to be honest with you. And what about this for a little stat? Eden Hazard has created more goal-scoring chances than any other player. No surprise that in the Premier League. 87 goal-scoring chances he's created this season. What a season he's had. Let's have a look at the Monday night game then, shall we? This largely depends on what's happened, I guess, in the Everton-Man City game. But Crystal Palace are the opponents for Liverpool as the two top candidates for Manager of the Year. Go head-to-head. Tony Pulis's Crystal Palace are 7-1. Brendan Rodgers' Liverpool are 2-5. And it's 7-2 the draw. It'd be a real shame, Robbie, from a neutral's point of view, if that one slip-up from Gerrard and from Liverpool cost them the title. All that good work. And, you know, they're still up against it now. You know, they were 1-6 to win the title, I think, maybe even shorter, Derek, than that before, Robbie. And now they look like they're up against it if City win at Everton. So close, eh, Robbie?
Yeah, Steven Gerrard's had a wonderful season, but you know, listening to people talking, well, Gerrard deserves to win the league, and John Terry deserves to play in a cup final. Well, no, they don't. They only deserve to if they win it. I don't really get that. You know, nobody deserves anything in football unless you earn it. The slip was unfortunate, but he's been magnificent. You would have thought they would have scored at home against Chelsea, you know, when they've been blowing teams away. So I'm just surprised. You know about parking the bus? Liverpool needs a draw.
Exactly.
You know, that's the thing I don't get. But surely, for once, you know, surely you just say, OK, let's say, and you know Chelsea are going to park the bus. So if you just match them, you're saying, OK, even play for a draw for once, exactly. That's all you needed.
Ron, Rob, I was screaming at the telly for the same thing. It showed naivety. City must have been rubbing their hands when they saw Liverpool trying to break Chelsea down at 0-0. There was no need for it. No need at all.
No.
Naivety.
Derek, if you nail your flag to that mast, that's how you play.
No, but you have to adapt, though, Ron.
Hang on a bit. And before, they've got a poxy goal right on half-time. 1-0, and they've never really been in the game.
No, there was a couple of years before that.
There was nothing there. They were just sitting there. How many times have you seen Gerrard hit shots from outside the box that have whistled in? Cup finals, he's done it in. European matches, this, that, and the other. He must have had 7 shots from outside the box that could easily have taken the deflection and gone in, and then we're all talking.
Oh, hang on. If you're relying on deflections, though, to save your title.
No, hang on a bit. When there's 85 players in the penalty area, there's a fair chance there's going to be a deflection. You ain't going to hit many shots direct when there's more blue shirts in there than there is in bloody, what do you call it, Selfridges.
Had he played the way I'm suggesting, Liverpool would still be about 1-4 for the title.
Hang
now.
On a bit. You're talking about a Liverpool team trying to play defensively when, if they win the league, they will have conceded already more goals than any other Championship team.
Yeah, but they were playing against a team that weren't going to come out their own half. So a draw, had they wanted a draw, it was nailed on.
All that being wise after the event, we've all lauded the way they played this season.
No, it wasn't after the event. This was during the game. I was screaming at the telly. The telly wasn't even on.
I bet you weren't screaming at it when there was no score, when Liverpool
I was because they were looking dangerous, Chelsea.
No way. Looking dangerous.
They had that sitter, but they had it from the centre half. That was a sitter.
They didn't look like they were going to score for days until Gerrard slipped.
In all fairness, there's more chance of Phil Tufnell scoring a run than there was then. I tell you, they were miles away from it. And you come out and lord it and say great, you know, great tactical strategies and things like that. But I just see top players just booting the ball up the field and wasting time from the kickoff. Nah.
To be fair, that
same game played the same way. 9 times out of 10, Liverpool would have won that.
That's interesting. Talking about the goals conceded, by the way, despite the difference in points between these two clubs, 37 points difference between them, the Eagles have conceded 3 goals fewer than Liverpool this season, which probably explains a lot of why Crystal Palace have dragged themselves out of the mire that they were in. One thing's for sure, Derek, I guess, is that Suarez isn't the sort of player who's going to be down in the dumps about this. He's obviously a winner at all costs, and wouldn't be a big surprise to see him add to his tally, would it?
No, it wouldn't. But I tell you what, I think Liverpool are very short here, because if City beat Everton, as I expect them to do on a Saturday, You know, and you've got Liverpool, they looked a beaten side, badly beaten the last 10 minutes at Anfield. I was surprised how passionless they were, really. I can see Palace winning this, you know. If City don't beat Everton, well, it's a different kettle of fish. But at this point now, I think Palace are worth a bet here at 7-1.
Right. Interesting stat about Suarez, maybe painting him as a little bit of a flat-track bully. 21 of his 30 Premier League goals have come against teams currently in the bottom half, 14 of them against teams in the bottom four going into this weekend. He's 12-1 to score a hat-trick at Crystal Palace. Gerrard to score and Liverpool to win, by the way, to make some amends, and that wouldn't be a big surprise. That's 5-2 and 25-1 for Puncheon to score and Palace to win.
Just an interesting point. There was Martinez was being interviewed in the paper today when he was manager of Wigan, and I think they needed to go to Stoke on the last day and win or something. He thought, well, we might have it easier because Stoke have got nothing to play for. This is when Stoke were under Pulis, Tony Pulis, the Palace manager, and he said, I couldn't believe how Stoke played. He was desperate for them to finish in the top half. Now, the same could happen with Palace, couldn't it?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
No, Dave, no. There's no danger. Palace ain't going to lie down.
Yeah, yeah.
They will have a right go. In fact, I'm just looking here. I've got me. I should have posted it by now. How's this? Does this sound right to you? Manager of the year, Tony Pulis. Second, Brendan Rodgers. Third, Steve Bruce.
Is that what you're going for, Ron?
Yeah.
Yeah, the LMA one, is that?
Yeah.
He's gone for Pulis again over Rodgers. Was that before the Chelsea game or after the Chelsea game?
It's been all season. I think Tony... You go back, hark back to September, October, every one of us in here said Palace were down.
I didn't.
You said they thought you thought they played well and you're...
No, I said all season Palace would get out of it.
Adele, before the start of the season, if anybody would have said on this podcast, I tell you what, Liverpool will be second, or Liverpool will be second with a chance of winning the league on the last day, you'd have said, are you mad?
Exactly. So I can't believe you've gone for Pulis above Rodgers, Ron. I really can't.
You want to go and have a lie down.
Well, I think what he's achieved is nothing short of miraculous.
Well, he's gotten to 11th, which about 3 weeks ago was still relegation heartland, 11th.
Yeah, but they were certs.
They were.
No, they weren't.
They were about 1-4 to go down.
Yeah, but Lee, I'd said all season long, I'd said all season, they won't go down, Palace. I'd said it all season
long. What were the odds before the start of the season, Liverpool to win the league?
Yeah.
What were they, Derek? I can't remember now.
It was 33-1.
33 was it?
Yeah.
33-1 to win the league.
Yeah.
What was Palace to win the league?
25.
25. Yeah. Who wins this one then? Liverpool but at Crystal
Liverpool,
Palace.
Liverpool for me.
Yeah.
I'm going Liverpool 2-0.
I'm going Palace 7-1.
No, they won't win 7-1. I know Liverpool defence.
It was 9-1, was it, all those years ago? 9-1. Liverpool to win 2-0 is 13-2. The Palace win is 7-1. If you're not quite as brave as Derek is, but you like the argument, then you can maybe have the Palace plus one. That's 2-1. That gives you the draw and the Palace win. Or the Palace draw no bet is 5-1. Let's look at some of the non-TV games now. In fact, we'll look at all of the non-TV games now. Aston Villa versus Hull's the first one. 6-4 Villa. 2-1 the draw and 2-1 the price for Hull City. Just as I walked into the building, I was talking to a Villa fan here in Leeds, and he was a little bit nervous, it's fair to say. I think he was basically saying if they don't get anything at Hull, then he is very worried for them on 35 points. And they've got Hull at home, City away and Tottenham away. Well, Fulham can win both their games, Robbie, and go on to 37 points.
37.
So Fulham, and they've got Stoke at home and Palace away. I'm not saying they're easy games, but you know they're
enough. 35, a goal difference will be enough.
Yeah, okay. Still need to settle some nerves, though, don't they, Villa? How do you think?
I think it'll be a draw. I agree with Ron Brucey. I think I'd put Brucey as third to keep Hull up to get to a cup final. I think Brucey's done a fantastic job, and I'd agree with him on that list. But I've just swapped the first two around. I think Hull will go there and draw Villa. I think Villa have gone backwards. This is look at last year. I tipped them to go down last year, and I thought, you know, they would improve. I thought mid-table this year, but they're worse. There's no improvement whatsoever. They've gone backwards.
They've lost 10 home games, which they've never done, but that's a record.
Since you were there.
Yeah. Yeah, we lost two and come second in the Premiership. Oh, sorry,
they've won four and lost none of the previous five against Hull. Ron, what do you make of that? Can they set up for a draw, do you think, Villa? That'll do them, I think, won't it? A draw would do it.
Yeah, I mean...
They've got three games left, of course, as well.
I think they've taken 1 point, you know, from the last... I think it's five games. Mm. And they were... The manager was... It was it they drew the last home game, didn't they? They drew, and they murdered them. Southampton murdered them.
Yeah.
Shaw was just racing down the wing, and he's extolling the virtue of what a magnificent point it was. It's the only point they've got in the last five games. Yeah. I actually think it'll be a draw. I'm supposed to be going to the game, but I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah. I can understand why. It looks a nailed-on draw. I'm furthermore a 0-0 draw.
Yeah. Villa have scored more than once in only one of the last 12 Premier League games as well. So, yeah, low scoring. Yeah, 35 points from 35 games. Last season, they had 37 from 35 and 36 from 35 the season before. Villa fans shouldn't be surprised at the current situation they're in. Nothing, as Robbie's just said, there's no improvement, is there? That's exactly pretty much the same as it's been for the last 3 years. And it may be getting worse, as you pointed out. Stoke versus Fulham next, 11-8 Stoke, 21-10 the draw, and Fulham are 21-10. Stoke, as we've mentioned time and time again, good season, 10th on 44 points. They'll be going for their strong finish to the season. Mark Hughes won't be letting them rest on the laurels. And Fulham, of course, the manager keeps on saying it, Derek, doesn't he? We can still get out of this. You know, two games left. It's got to start pretty soon if they're going to get out of it. They need to win both these games now, don't they?
Well, they do. You can't see it happening because, you know, when did Fulham ever win two on the bounce? One on the bounce was there. Record.
There you go.
Yeah, apart from then.
Apart from then, the last time they won two events was in October.
Yeah, and apart from that one. Well, anyway, I'm going to go for Stoke here because Stoke have got more points at home than anybody outside the top five. And, you know, under Hughes, the former Fulham manager, they're going to still be happy. They ain't going to be giving up the ghost in this one. They've still got a chance of a top half finish as well. They could still get Newcastle's spot. I'm going to go for Stoke here. I think Fulham are poor.
Last week is kill Fulham.
The only chance Fulham have got is if he starts playing again, McGap.
2-0 up last week at home.
Crazy that, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. That's the killer for them. Yeah, I'm going to go with Stoke and Amadell.
No, Ryan Shawcross this week, the skipper for Stoke. Does that make any difference to you, Ron, or not?
Not really. No. I think they've adequate people that can come in and replace him. I fancy Stoke. Fancy Stoke to win to nothing.
Yeah, the only injury doubt for Fulham, by the way, is Steve Sidwell ahead of the game at Stoke.
Best player.
Yeah, Roddy Yeager probably play up front again on his own. So if you fancy him to score, the price, and he's been in a bit of form since Derek mentioned him. 15. I'm sure that's not the reason. 15-8 to score a goal. He's 5-1 to score in a Fulham win. Fulham have conceded 79 goals. The last three teams to concede that many in the top flight and not go down were Wigan in 2009-2010, Oxford in 85-86, and Luton in 82-83. Stoke to score three or more goals, it's 4-1. That's arguably worse than the Arsenal bet on the all three goals bet. Next up, let's have a look at Swansea versus Southampton. 6-4, 2-1, and 2-1 the prices for the home win, the draw, and the away win, respectively. Not a lot on this one, guys. It'll be a nice, attractive, passy football match, won't it, this one? Swansea, you can have a bet on how many passes there'll be. No, you can't. That should be up to stat, though. Not one to get excited about, Swansea and Southampton. Who wins it, guys?
I'll tell you what I bet. I bet it's a good game to watch. I bet it'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Because looking at what they call it last week, Southampton, I thought they were very, very bright. I thought they were very impressive. I could see this being quite a decent scoring draw, me. I think like something like a 2-2.
Then
obviously the centre forward who won Robbie a bet last week.
Yeah.
He's got to be on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
But I could see this being a 2-2 draw.
Yeah. Well, Wilfred Bony to score in a draw is 11-5, which isn't that good actually. The score draw, any score draw is 3-1. 2-2 has run quoted there, 14-1. So there's a few prices there for you, Robbie. Your take on Swansea versus Southampton?
Yeah, I think it'll be a scoring draw.
Yeah, 3-1, Derek.
I think the opposite. I think there's absolutely nothing at stake. Both sides will just pass the ball around. It takes a bit of effort to go and score a goal. They're not going to be prepared to put it in. And I'm going to go for under 1.5 goals at 3-1.
How's that the opposite?
You've got a very poor sort of take on professional footballers, aren't you?
Well, yeah.
They're playing there. They've got the thrill of playing in a Premiership game, and they're going to go out and go, oh, after you, Claude.
Well, that's what Swansea do. Swansea have done that most of the season.
No,
anyway.
At Swansea have a game plan. They also have a game plan, Southampton, and they'll play at a tempo.
Ron, I remember the rate. I mean, we're talking at the higher level here. Man United against Bayern Munich a few seasons ago. You know, a draw would have suited both sides in the second half. It was an after you, Claude, second half. That was in the Champions League. Draw will suit them both here. Nothing at stake. No one's expecting anything.
You're almost right there. I think you'll find it was against Borussia Dortmund.
No, it wasn't. Bayern Munich, 0-0.
When Hitzfeld was manager.
I can't remember. But
And Fergie gave him the nudge. The other game had gone.
Well, I'm pretty sure it was Bayern Munich, Ron.
It might have been.
Yeah, but it was definitely 0-0 anyway.
It was definitely Hitzfeld.
Southampton haven't got a very good record at Swansea. They haven't won in 7 away league games against them, whether you take that into consideration or not. They'd have to win to land the draw bets, of course. Next up, Robert, you gave yours, didn't you? You said score draw, didn't you?
Yeah.
Newcastle Cardiff next, 21-20 Newcastle, 23-10 the draw, and 13-5 for Cardiff, who are, of course, rock bottom of the Premier League.
Saturday game, isn't it?
Yeah, Saturday 3 okay. o'clock. Yeah, this could be Cardiff's last remaining chance of a bit of pride, because Newcastle are just awful, haven't they, guys? Lost 3-0 against Arsenal, of course, on Monday night. That was their 7th successive Premier League defeat, and their 8th in 9 games. That one win over Crystal Palace back in March is their only one. I mean, not only losing, but conceding plenty of goals as well. 3 to Everton, 4 to Southampton, 4 to Man United, and then 3 to Arsenal, with a couple against Swansea and one against Stoke in between. Cardiff have got to have more desire than Newcastle at the minute, haven't they, guys? Robbie, can Cardiff get a win here? Doesn't really matter,
no.
I suppose, does it? But
no, wasn't Solskjaer's first win for the Cardiff in the Cup? I think Newcastle will win the game.
Ron?
Do you know what surprised me about Newcastle? I mean, they've had this horrendous run, and everybody said, but for their magnificent form before Christmas. Mm. Now, am I right in not thinking didn't have a bad start? And then they won about 4 on the bounce. I don't know how they've kept the position they've kept.
I've got no idea how they've done it. They're in 9th.
I don't know. And he's kept saying, like, we need another win to finish in the top 10. And you're thinking, how does a team lose 6 or 7 on the bounce and still have a chance of being in the top 10?
Exactly. They won up until Christmas. They won, you know, that run they had around November where they won 4 on the bounce, then they won 3 over, like, running into December. I think they just won a lot of games in the first half. We didn't draw many, Ron.
But so. didn't they lose a lot at the start?
They were all right. They lost to Hull, they lost to Everton, Sunderland. They were the only 3 games they lost.
I didn't know they had a great start.
Running up to the start of December.
I still can't see how they've managed to sustain the top 10, mate.
Yeah. They've won as many games as Southampton, 14 games, and God knows how. But it shows how bad the league must be if they can go on a run like that and still be comfortably in 9th.
Yeah, they've been in a bad run, though, haven't they?
You can't back them, can you?
It's hard to, isn't it?
You can't possibly back them just over evens against a side fighting for their lives. Okay, yeah. Cardiff look doomed, but if they could conceivably finish on 36 points if they win the last 2 games. I know one of them's against Chelsea, but still. And 36 points, that doesn't have to give them a chance. And they're playing against the Newcastle side who are losing to everyone. I think Cardiff are massively priced here.
They've won the last 7 against Cardiff. That run goes back way back to like the early 80s. There's an interesting, just talking about their form, they would be bottom if the season had started on December the 27th. No surprise there. How about this one then? When this game starts, it'll be 493 days since an Englishman scored for Newcastle in the Premier League, and it was James Perch on Boxing Day 2012 who were the last Englishman.
Yeah, what a great stat.
3 of the last 5 Englishmen to score for Newcastle in the Premier League have been playing for the opposition as well. There you go. Quick roundup. Newcastle for you, Robbie.
Yeah, Newcastle for me.
Derek, you're going
Cardiff.
And Ron,
Newcastle.
Next up, let's go for Man United Sunderland, the final game that we'll look at this weekend. 2-5 United, 7-2 the draw, and Sunderland 7-1. The news this morning is that Rooney will be missing for this one. Don't know if it'll make much difference to them, because obviously Ryan Giggs' first game was greeted with rich applause from the fans, Ron, wasn't it? And he got off to a flyer. Everyone looked very happy in the press conference afterwards. Liverpool slipped up. Everyone's happy in Old Trafford again. Simple as that.
Yeah, but Sunderland, all of a sudden, 3 weeks ago, it didn't matter whether David Moyes was manager or what, you'd have been piling on, wouldn't you, as Derek would say. Mm. But in all fairness, Sunderland have had, like, well, they got 7 points from the last nine, haven't they?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they've taken out two big people in there.
Yeah.
Came there in the semi-final and did all right when they went through on penalties. I wouldn't rule Sunderland out, you know.
Really?
I think Sunderland might have a squeak.
Right.
Yeah, particularly without Rooney playing, and I wouldn't think Van Persie will be playing.
7-1, I mean, it's quite a short price, isn't it, for a team down there at the bottom?
I was hoping that you might have gone...
Double figures, you'd think, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I was hoping you might have gone...
I suppose it says more about Man United than anything else, doesn't it? Rooney, obviously not playing. Van Persie's rated as a doubt, Ron. He surely can't play
Van Persie with a World Cup coming up and no real...
Yeah. You'd more than likely be Welbeck, won't it?
Play Welbeck and put Mata in.
Yeah. The good news is that Marouane Fellaini's recovered from a calf problem.
Who's that good for?
Derek?
I find it's a really tough one, Lee. Man United is just 2-5. It's too short, isn't it? I'm not getting worked up by that 4-0 win over Norwich. I didn't think they looked that great, United. Sunderland are playing really well. 7-1 ain't big enough, though.
No.
I'm going to go for Sunderland plus a goal at 21-10.
Robbie, amazing how Connor Wickham, in his loan spell at Leeds, it's the Leeds fans were like, they couldn't believe it. He was like, he's played anywhere near the Premier League. He comes back to Sunderland and just starts scoring, just a bit of confidence. Who would have predicted that? You know, just what they needed at just the right time, and he comes back and starts scoring 100-30 to score at Old Trafford. You wouldn't be surprised if Wickham popped up with another one, would you?
I'll be surprised if Wickham stay up in League Two, but I think United to nil.
Right.
Okay. I do. I think United to nil.
Let me have a quick look at the price for that. Man United, the only team to score, 11-8. Ain't bad if you think they'll if they are rejuvenated under Ryan Giggs. That's all the matches done. Let's get bets of the week. The standings.
Yeah.
Robbie now leads. Are you ready for this? By £42.50. after a 7-1 winner, he did say Boney first and Swansea to win. So 7-1 winner. You were leading by, I think it was £32.50 before that, Derek. That's the swing round.
Bet like a pro.
So it's Robbie's go first.
Oh, how many weeks left?
Two. This one and next week.
Oh, right. Hang on. I tell what I'm going to do. I'm going to go for the score draw, Swansea-Southampton, 3-1.
3-1.
Nice little safety, but a bit of edge to it.
Swansea-Southampton,
score draw. Put Boney in as well.
You're not going to be impressed with the price I've got for you, Ron, but it would still win you it if it landed, so.
Well, go on then.
66-1 they've given me for your Arsenal.
That's out of order.
You would still win it though, Ron. You come back with 670. Yeah, that's Dave Cowley.
Go on,
he would have given
on.
You anything, Dave. If you'd have said £1,000,000, he'd have said yes. It'd still win you it though.
Go on then. That's me bet. And it's me bet the week after as well.
Right. Derek, what are you going for?
You say I'm 40-something behind, so I only need... If I get like a 2-1 winner here, gives me 30 quid, and I only need an even money poke the following week, don't I?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for Villa and Hull to end in a draw at 2-1.
Yeah, not a bad one.
Villa, Hull, draw...
So that wins and mine loses. Am I still in the lead?
You're still in the lead, yeah.
Just. Yeah, I'll take it right down to the wire.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much, chaps. Very
Cheers,
enjoyable.
Bye.
And we'll speak next week for
Cheers,
the midweek Premier League games. Thanks, Robbie. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Cheers, Derek. Bye-bye.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.